And it's about 8:37 a.m. on this Tuesday, September 27th, 47 brisk degrees outside. I'm Ben Nicholas. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Time now for Community Connection, brought to you by Jane Fellows Medical Center, Tulsa Bone and Joint, and First Baptist Church. I'm joined now by the United Way, who's brought in two guests today, Veronica Gomez and Sherry Smith, from the Salvation Army and Agape Mission. How's everyone doing today?
Great.
Great, thank you.
Everyone's doing great. Now, don't be shy. I know we've got three people in here. We got one microphone, so pass it around. We'll all get a chance to talk here. Real quick, we were talking about a little bit right before we got on here that the Sporting Clays has been postponed. I'll let you explain that a little bit more and give the details on that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we're going to postpone it until the spring. We're still looking for the perfect date, but it will happen. It's just been moved a little bit. We've had some conflicts with this fall, and so we're going to move it and hope to have a much better turnout.
And do you want to explain real quick before, I know you're passing around again, we're passing around here, explain kind of what's going on right now and why you've brought in Veronica and Sherry today.
Yeah, well, we're in the middle of our campaign for this year. It's a very exciting year. We have a hero theme, which is a lot of fun. But each week, we kind of bring in two of our partner agencies, and we let them kind of talk about what it is that they do every day and the impact they make within our community.
All right, and I always want to let you all explain that better than I can try to explain it for you. So let's start off with that. Whoever would like to go first, Salvation Army, well, Agape Mission. So what is it that you do? And again, as we're passing the mic around here, what is it that you do or your organization does?
Well, Agape Mission is a feeding mission. Basically, we're a soup kitchen. We're the only soup kitchen in Bartlesville. Last year, we served a little over 40,000 meals. So in our town is like a town of 36,000. So it's like feeding a town a time and a half. But anyway, we're very busy, and we appreciate the United Way so much. They work hard to raise all of our agency's money. We directly take that money and use it to feed all those 40,000 people. We have five staff members, two is full-time, three is part-time. We go to a couple of local grocery stores and pick up food that normally people are going to throw away. The stores have to dispose of it because they can't actually resell it, but there is nothing wrong with it. It is still good. And so we are able to recycle that food and make it into something good and feed all those meals. And we've been doing this now for almost 17 years. So it works.
It works. So the Salvation Army. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was telling you about our on-site program, but we also do the Food for Kids program through 14 area schools. I just talked to the lady yesterday, and we're already up to 575 sacks a week through those schools. And that basically, we provide whatever number that each school tells us to do. They give us a sheet to back up those numbers, but the school picks them. They know more about their students. I don't know their students. And this sack of food helps them to not go hungry over the weekend. We have many children that are at risk of going hungry over the weekends. And so we're able to get them a sack of between 8 and 15 nutritional food items that doesn't have to be refrigerated. And it just helps them to have something to eat over the weekend until they can get back to school on Monday and have a free breakfast.
So definitely a lot of work going into that, and definitely a lot of meals being served both for the community and for children in schools. And moving a little bit over right now, the Salvation Army is also here. Explain kind of what you do and what the Salvation Army does.
Well, what directly ties into Agape Mission and Sherry's employees, what they do, our Red Shield Club is also supported by the United Way, and we serve pre-K to fifth graders. And I've actually had an opportunity to see what Agape Mission puts in those bags. Some of our children, they get them on the weekend, and thank you very much. That is some well-needed items that they do get through the weekend with those things. Good things, milk, applesauce, items like that. But on our end, the United Way helps fund our Red Shield Club for program fees. This helps children who normally wouldn't be in these type of programs be able to attend our after school program, which it's very structured. We have homework time. We get mentors from the community, from National Honor Society, Wesleyan Christian School. They come in, help our youth with that. We also do a character building program. We do science, art. Every day has something that they do until the parents come and get them at 6 in the evening. We go from 4 to 6. We pick up all the local schools and St. John's. Let's see. I think the Red Shield Club covered that. Our second program, United Way, assists us with families in distressed situations or emergency situations can come to us for utility, rent, or gas vouchers, also uniform assistance for the newly employed. That is a major thing. We focus on keeping individuals in their homes. And that's essentially all of our programs.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what the United Way does and how they're helping you specifically.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And we're back here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 with Community Connection, talking with Agape Mission and Salvation Army, and of course both brought in by the United Way today. And we're talking a little bit about specifically, I mean, and two things that kind of link up together and help the community out a lot is the Red Shield Club and the Agape Food for Kids, and both of those helping children, helping kids, both by feeding them and everything about. Talking about the United Way and how is the United Way helping, fund? How much does that impact your programs?
Yeah, so from the United Way perspective, we get to help in a lot of different ways throughout the community. These two very humble ladies sitting next to me are two just great examples of what we do, and that's help them help the community. And so, like I said, they're very humble. Neither one of them would mention it, but the level of collaboration that not only our agencies, but all agencies here in town have are partnering with each other and helping each other out. So, for example, these two are a perfect example. Once a quarter, Agape has to shut down to do a deep clean, and I mean a very, very deep clean of their facility, and Salvation Army steps up and feeds all those individuals for that week-long period, which I'm sure both of you know is quite the undertaking. But that's just one example of how our agencies work together collectively. But I'll let them talk a little bit more now. I just wanted to mention that because I knew they wouldn't.
Yes, the Salvation Army has been so great to step up to the plate. And I think it was the beginning at the end of last quarter of last year when we decided to do this. And so they partner with us. We have to deep clean the first quarter of every, and we've done it probably for 10 or 12 years of the 17 we've been around, simply because during the day, feeding 40,000 meals a year, we're extremely busy. And so there's not enough time to, we clean, of course, every day, but there's no deep cleaning. Okay, we clean every day. We mop and sweep and all that stuff every day. But, you know how it gets at home, you know. You got to get under the stoves. You got to clean out the refrigerator, wipe it all down, do the ice mac. I mean, just all those things. Strip and wax the floor. I'll be glad when I get in a building that doesn't have to be stripped and waxed. But anyway, we appreciate the Salvation Army coming in and doing this because we have so many people that they eat that one decent meal a day, and that's at Agape. And so when Salvation Army stepped in to do this, it makes all the difference in the world. Even though we tried to do it on the first week of every quarter, which people get food stamps that week, and it was less likely that they were going to need us. But I can tell you from the first time Veronica did this, it was like, oh my gosh, I have a new deep respect for you.
because it's
massive. People do not realize how much work goes into doing a meal in cleaning and cooking and the whole nine yards until you actually do it for more than five people, okay? It's a massive undertaking. So we appreciate the Salvation Army, and we want to partner with them. We partner with other agencies. She said, you know, we agencies cannot do this whole city by ourselves. There is absolutely no way to take care of the need that's in our community. And so that's why, you know, we believe that a rope of many cords is much stronger than one or two strands. And so we have 14 agencies that work together in every way possible to accomplish this task. And in doing that, then we don't duplicate services and that type of thing. So we try very hard to work together, and we got a great group of directors that try to do that.
I would say with our group, we definitely complement versus compete, with what services that we can each provide to the underserved in this community, without a doubt.
And so I guess moving a little bit on here, we're talking about the United Way and their funding helping. How specific? I think a lot of times people think, well, they've done it well so far. They're survived so far. I don't need to give either time or money. I don't need they're hanging on so far. They don't need me. How do you use or benefit, I guess, from the funding, from volunteering, just from the help given out?
Well, I can tell you that without the United Way, it would be very difficult to feed those 40,000 meals. Because it directly goes to purchase food and supplies and things that we need in order to keep our doors open. And without that money, you know, we couldn't do it. I mean, we could go out here and I'd be having to, which I feel like I do anyway, but, you know, we fundraise continually. Because as everybody knows, every time you go to the grocery store, it costs more. Every time you pay your electric bill, it costs more. The United Way makes our job more successful in being able to help the 40,000 people that we help feed every year. Without them, we could not do this huge task.
We help roughly 700 families a year with utilities and rent assistance, gas vouchers. That number would be significantly less without the United Way's assistance for our specific program.
So by and large as a whole, that definitely helps out the programs and help them help other people. It is all is a chain that feeds into something much bigger.
And I can also tell you, not only could we not survive without their help, but you know as well as I do, as the world in which we live in today, the United Way not only sustains us, but they give our agencies accountability. And we turn in our financial records, every penny that comes in, every penny that goes out. I know that we as agency directors, we want everyone to know where the money goes that they give and that we're putting it to good use, because, you know, my money goes there too. And so I want to make sure that everybody is doing things above board, and accountability is how that works.
Well, I think we're going to take a quick another little break because we have to, unfortunately. But we're going to come back with more Community Connection.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're back with Community Connection. We're talking a little bit during the break and laughing and joking about it. We're talking about events coming up, and I think you both have pretty significant things. I know that you... I'm pointing here, and of course we're on the radio, so you can't see here. But Sherry Smith, we were talking to you. I'm pointing to you that you just talked about your event that just finished, actually.
Yes, we had the most wonderful empty bowls year ever. Mm-hmm. We've done it now for I think 7 or 8 years, and I'm here to tell you this year was our greatest year ever, which is wonderful because you know this money goes directly in to help feed our people, and. With the matches and everything, when it comes in, we should have went over about 32,000. So we're extremely happy.
And then we were talking about the Salvation Army events coming up. I'll let you explain it a little bit better.
We are going into Christmas season, and everybody's familiar with the bell ringers outside the doors of Walmart, Hobby Lobby, Atwoods. And typically, we pay those people to ring those bells. Last year, we only hired 4 employees, down from 19 the year before. And this year, we're going to go for 100% volunteer participation in our kettle drive. So we will definitely need the community behind us. And what this allows us to do is put more of those funds towards helping and strengthening our community here in Bartlesville.
And so how can people get involved to help out?
Just contact the Salvation Army or myself. My name again is Veronica, and I would be more than happy to get them a location and a shift on our kettles.
So real simple. It's way easy to help. Way easy to help the Salvation Army. And then just United Way, how can people donate and give to the United Way so that they can help other programs?
Yeah, so the easiest way, BartlesvilleUW.org. You can give right there on our page. Or contact me, Kirsten, at the United Way, and we'll get you set up with whatever works best for you. If your company doesn't do a campaign and that's something you're interested in, we can also help you there. But just overall, we ask you to do kind of 3 things. Give, whether it's to us or one of our amazing agencies. Advocate for us as well as our agencies. And then volunteer. And again, that's with us or our agencies or really any agency in town. Give your time, your resources, whatever you can give.
We mentioned other upcoming events for Salvation Army and Government Missions, or any upcoming events going on for United Way.
Anything? Yeah, we'll have our Pace Setter coming up in October. That's probably our next big event. Other than that, we've kind of slowed down, you know, knock on wood, for just a little bit until we get going again with that. But it's been a great couple weeks. Our golf tournament just wrapped up last week, which was a really successful year. Mm-hmm. So it's been a good year so far.
And you talk about the golf tournament just a second. Just briefly kind of recap that. And then you mentioned the event coming up. I forget what it's called.
Pace Setter.
Yes. Yep. Sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah. So the golf tournament brought in about 430,000. We're still waiting on our final numbers. But that definitely is a big undertaking on the committee. And Randy John does such a great job putting that together. So that kept everyone on that group a little bit busy. But now that that's over with, we're moving on to our Pace Setter event, which is for our Pace Setter givers, which is $500 and above annually. So we'll have an event coming up, and more details will come soon with that.
As they follow, so definitely stay tuned. And as things come available, I guess we'll let you know here on K1. But thank you, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up, ONN News.
Major reported. Some big names plan to attend tonight's Defeat State Question 777 rally at the Tower Hotel.